Evening, Rabbi Yisai. The calendar indicates that the Ezes Hashem Monday is Tu B'Shvat. So I wanted to look a little bit at Tu B'Shvat and about a brocha that we bump into around Tu B'Shvat of Shechiyonu. But first, Tu B'Shvat itself. What's it all about? The literature in Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim is very, very limited when it comes to discussing Tu B'Shvat. In Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, we find the Mechaber tells us that we don't recite Tachnun on Tu B'Shvat. It's worthwhile. It's a Monday. Yeah. Beryl's already celebrating. He has his Hashi Yad Yad. What?
It's a sharp Tu B'Shvat.
Now, the Morgan Avram tells us a few words about this. What is Tu B'Shvat? It's Rosh Hashanah Leilonis. So, in the first Mishnah in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, we have a Machlokes B'Shamay and B'Shilal. What's the Rosh Hashanah Leilonis? Rosh Chodesh Shvat or Tu B'Shvat? And what's this relevant to? There's a passage that says Shono B'Shono. Shono, Shono. Year by year. So the halacha is that you have to meiser, in terms of the meiser that you take, has to be from each year on that own year. The meiser Sheni, the meiser Oni. You can't go from one year to the next. So you have to have all the fruits of one year together. And from that you take the meiser, the fruits of the next year. You can't mix the 2 years together. Now the problem then is, if you have to have a yearly accounting, and there's a yearly grouping, so there has to be a starting and ending date, otherwise you can't have a year. So the halacha is, according to Beis Hillel, that's the halacha the way we paskin, that the halacha by fruits, in terms of when the year for Meiser is determined, but according to most Rishonim, it's for the time of Chanoto, and according to most Rishonim, Chanoto means when they bud. The Rambam has a different pshat, but that's not for now. The common pshat in the Rishonim is Chanoto means when it buds. So any fruit which buds before Tu B'Shvat is on this year's Cheshbon. If it buds from Tu B'Shvat and on, it's on next year's Cheshbon. That's the significance of Tu B'Shvat. It's a halacha in terms of how to determine the year for Maestros. Then the Magen Avraham adds, he quotes a sefer that says, Noyegim Ashkenazim Laharbos Peperos Eilim Tu B'Shvat. And that's the entire literature on Tu B'Shvat. He reports it as that there's an Ashkenazi minig to indulge in Peros Eilim, fruits of the tree, on Tu B'Shvat. That's the entire commentary. You'll note there's nowhere Eretz Yisrael is mentioned in any of this. Nowhere is the Shechiyonu mentioned in any of this. And Bechlal, what do they want with Tu B'Shvat? It's a very technical halacha in terms of determining the year for Maestros. So why in the world are we celebrating it? For what? It's a technical din. You know, you'll say, oh, this man saves man achilas chometz, so we'll make a party when saves man achilas chometz comes, you know. What's happens, you know. So I think that the pshat is that this was an expression of the gaguim, of the longing for tzion. That we wanted the schus to be able to do mitzvahs atluyas ba'aretz. And the Gemara says in Saita, and we'll come back to a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara asks about Moshe Rabbeinu. Did Moshe Rabbeinu want to come to Eretz Yisrael because he needed a Jaffa orange? So the Gemara answers, no, but he wanted to do the mitzvahs at Luyas Bora, the Tumas, the Nais, the Shemit, the Yovel, all the mitzvahs that are totally in Eretz Yisrael. Now, so we long for the opportunity to do those mitzvahs. Now, it's interesting, just in terms of the Gemara, that we view the Gemara's question as a laconic question. You think Moshe Rabbeinu wanted a Jaffa orange? But the Chassam Sofer, and it would seem the Bach also in the Torah, the Chassam Sofer spells it out in two places. It says the following, that there's a mitzvah to eat Peres Eretz Yisrael. So he says it's a mitzvah. Elamai, what the Chassam was saying is that Moshe Rabbeinu and Madrigoso didn't need this benefit of Peres Eretz Yisrael. His ruchnius was so sound that he didn't need this to enhance his ruchnius. But mitzvahs, yeah, mitzvahs he could use. So there is a mitzvah to eat, and the Bach also articulates this in the Torah. There's a mitzvah to eat Peres Atluyos Baretz, the Peres Haaretz. That there is. So it was a longing for the opportunity that this date, in fact, should be meaningful again. And we should have the schus to be able to do mitzvahs atluyas baretz. Now, nobody could think in the early days of bringing fruits from Eretz Yisrael. By the time they would have arrived from Eretz Yisrael in Warsaw, there wouldn't have been anything left to look at. So it didn't go on. So all they could do is eat of the sparse fruits. Especially Hungary had places, you know, which were more, the climate was more hospitable in certain parts. But the Aruch HaShulchan writes, where he lived in Russia, he says, you know, the Achrayim talk about if there's a Din Shechiyonah on new wine. He says, I don't have to worry about it. We don't have any wine here. You know, fruits, you know, my family comes from Russia, or Poland, the Ukraine. What did we have? We had apples, pears. And I think prunes. I don't even know fresh blood prunes. That was about it for fruits. When it comes, about root vegetables, we have no end to recipes for root vegetables. Because that's what we had tons of. You want to know about turnips, onions, potatoes, carrots, parsnips, you know. Parsley root, you know. We're the world's biggest experts on that subject, because that's the only thing that could grow in that cold climate. It was underground, it survived. Everything above the ground was decimated. So they ate a little bit Peres Elon to have the nostalgia for Eretz Yisrael. I think as the Duras went by, they came to a chap, that boxer, and I think that's the role of boxer. Boxer is the one thing that doesn't rot.
That's
a secret. They couldn't use raisins, but they couldn't save the people's teeth. Mm-hmm.
Raisins last, no? Dry
them up. Yeah. So they sent boxer. Boxer went, you know. But you have to realize how dried out it is. Fresh boxer is green. Yeah. I've seen it in whatever with the tree, falling off the tree, whatever. And it's green. It's not brown.
It looks like
peas. Well, sort of. Sort of, yeah, same type of idea, but a little bit, the pods are bigger. As you could see from the boxer itself, but the pods are bigger, the long, flat pods. But same type of idea.
Did you even make a bracha on boxers? Is it very long?
So, I don't know. No. The way you would, why do we have it? It's, you know.
It's not much like wood.
Yeah, you know, so Rav Chanina ben Daisa lived in Kaf Charuvim,
but he probably had
the fresh ones. He lived in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. I'll call upon him. That's where I think where the boxer came from. I highly doubt that in Eastern Europe anyone made a Shechiyano on Tu B'Shvat. And my meanderings in the world, I've discovered that commercial refrigeration was invented in 1906. So until that time, there was not much means of sending things around the world. So I suspect that this whole thing with the Shechiyonos that is, you know, all over the place is a 20th century phenomenon, and maybe deep into the 20th century. You know, it's in Eastern Europe was pretty much impenetrable to these type of things. Mashrezel was angezunt in his town, and there were, I think, 10,000-20,000 people in his town. And the Marshal and the Taz had been Rabbonim in that city. Ostra, it's called. his town and the next town together owned one set of dalad minim. And a guy used to go on bicycle on Yontif to bring them up and back. I think the halacha says he's allowed to bring it chutz l'tchum. Not every five-year-old kid ran around with an esrik. Two towns together owned one set. So it's hard to imagine that they, you know, that they had fresh fruit suddenly arrive in the middle of the winter and two vishvat. The whole transportation system was not set up in a way which allowed such things to happen. So this looks like a 20th century happening, and deep into the 20th century that we make Shachiyano. But I think all of it is to be sameach with the Paris Eil, and again to connect with the idea, the inyan of the chshivas of Mitzvah Satluyas Ba'aretz. That's what I think it's all about.
Is there an inyan to make a Shachiyano to Mishara? Only if you happen to come across a Shachiyano?
If you happen, I don't know. I didn't find in the halachan inyan that says to make Shachiyano to Mishara. I don't know that you have to buy one. Listen, you eat different things. Now, we'll come to it. By the time I finish the share, I'm going to mess you up good for Rosh Hashanah. Don't worry. Now, the first thing is, before we talk about the halachas, I want to examine the bracha. Shechiyonu, v'kimonu, v'giyonu, lasman hazeh. As we say in the modern parlance, it's not a repeat, it's a three-peat. You know, it looks to me, if you examine the text, Shechiyonu, v'kimonu, v'giyonu, you would imagine that a guy was preparing a text message, and he was unsure which one he wanted to send, Shechiyonu, or v'kimonu, v'giyonu, and he pressed the send button before he crossed to an amount. Right? And if you ask, I don't think there's one person in 1,000 that could explain to you what was in the world was saying with Shechiyonu, v'kimonu, v'giyonu. Fortunately for us, the Nesivus, Zecher Tzadik v'Kodesh Levracha, the Rebbe's great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, wrote about this in his Haggadah. And he writes the following. Writes the Vamaisa Nisim, it's called, the Haggadah. So at the beginning of the Haggadah, the Nesivus says a pshat in what we're saying in Shechiyonu. It says, Chai is Am Yisrael Chai, that we're here. 4,000 years after Avram Avinu, with all the tzoros that we've been through, we're still around to tell the tale. We've shown up. That's the first thing that's necessary to do any mitzvah, to give Shevach Vodot to the Eibishter, is to be alive. If you're not alive, right? In the 20th century, the Chiti was a very powerful people. In fact, it was a world power. And it so disappeared from history that the only known knowledge of it was in Chumash. Nobody in the world knew about it. Until somewhere in the late 19th to early 20th century, they bumped into it someplace in Turkey or near Turkey. And they dug up the civilization. And they've now discovered, in fact, it wasn't even Middle Eastern. It was a European civilization that was extremely powerful and conquered lands straight through, you know, the Middle East. But they disappeared in history. From Avraham Avinu's time until today, nobody could find the Chiti. And we, Klal Yisrael, were around. So that's the first thing, Shechiyonu. But that's not enough. The Nesivus points to Baruch Sha'amar, we say, the Rabbeinu Shalom is Chai Lo'ad V'Kayam Lo'Netzach. So what's Chai Lo'ad and what's Kayam Lo'Netzach? So Chai Lo'ad is the Rabbeinu Shalom is always here. Kayam Lo'Netzach, says the Nesivus, means Ani Hashem Lo Shanisi, as the Novi says. The Rabbeinu Shalom is unchanging. He doesn't change. We change. We're not the same. 10 years from now, we're different than we were 10 years ago. Today, we're different than 10 years before. The Rabbeinu Shalom is Ani Hashem Lo Shanisi. The same Midas, the same Rabbeinu Shalom throughout. Nothing's changing about the Rabbeinu Shalom. So the Nesivus says that's what we say. The kimono means that we're unchanged. Meaning that we have the same Torah that the Vilna Gaon had, that the Rambam had, and that Rav Ashi had, and Rabbeinu HaKodesh, and Moshe Rabbeinu, we live by the same Torah. We've unchanged. We're here, and we live by the same principles. But that's still not enough to be able to make a bracha. Why? Because history has taught us that we need the practical possibility to do the mitzvahs. Do we have the political tranquility around us that allows us to do a mitzvah? How many times in our history haven't we been able to do mitzvahs? Because politically, the world around us, the anti-Semitism around us, disturbed us. It didn't allow us to function. How many times didn't we have the means? You know, you need a piece of matzah on the night of Pesach. You can have, we're here, and I have the desire to serve the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, but do I have a shtikl matzah? Do I have an estrog on Sukkos? So that's vehigi onu, he says, the receiver says, that we have the practical means. So when we get all three together, that we're alive, we're here, we're committed to the principles of serving the Rabbeinu Shel Olam al pi Torah, and vehigi onu, we have the practical means of doing the mitzvah. So the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has given us all of these things, lazman hazeh, at this moment, to be able to serve him, and to thank him. That's the meaning of the brocha. Now, the text of a brocha is a very, very important thing. Not only in the sense that we have to recite the text, but the text, in fact, determines varied halachas of that bracha. We have this, for example, elsewhere. I'll just give you an example, then I'll come back. There are any number of examples with Shechiyot. The halacha is that a katan doesn't recite Birchas Hagoyim. Why doesn't he recite Birchas Hagoyim? Listen, he might have also been saved. Maybe he was also Miyor De Hayam. He crossed the Yam. So he also has to give Hadorah to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's true. But what's the text of the bracha? The text of the bracha is Agayim Elechayovim Toivus. That despite the fact that we've done Averus, the Rabbeinu Shem did Toiv for us. We're Chayovim. A cotton is not Chayovim, is not responsible. So we can't say the text of the bracha, Agayim Elechayovim Toivus. So a cotton doesn't recite the Agayim. Shechiyonu has a number of different aspects to it. One is Shechiyonu means the Rabbeinu Shem has brought us to this particular day where this event, I had to wait for this day, and I've arrived at this day where this event is going to take place. So that's why the halacha is that it's only a fruit which is mischadish mishono l'shono, that we don't have concepts like potatoes. Potatoes we have all the time, always potatoes. Fruits which come and go in season, so that means I have to arrive at a particular moment to be able to thank the Rabbeinu Shel Olam for it. So that's part of Shechiyonu. There's another aspect. We have two brachos which are parallel to each other. And those brachos are Shechiyonu and Atoiv Ameituv. What's the principal difference between them? Shechiyonu I recite on a personal simcha, and Atoiv Ameituv if the simcha includes others. So if I buy something for myself, it's a fancy watch for myself and I'm somebody else, I make Shechiyonu. If I buy a house for my family to live in, so that's not only for me, it's for others too. So we make the brocha toiv ameituv. Now we know in the 3 weeks we shy away from reciting the brocha of Shechiyonu, and because we do it on Shabbos. Now it's not because it's a brocha of simcha, and we're not supposed to express simcha. That's not the reason. The Maamar Mordechai you'll find, and the Rosh Feinstein at Tzal Paschal in the same way. The reason is that at a time which was a catastrophic time for Klal Yisrael, how could we say Shechiyonu v'kimonu v'yonu l'azah? Baruch Hashem, I got to this time, I got to Tisha L'av, Chaz de Hashem Yisbach, you know. Can't say such a thing. The Baruch HaTovah HaMeitiv, we can recite in the 3 weeks. Because it doesn't point to this time as being a propitious time. So the text of the Baruchah is Koveya. So we have Shechiyonu. It has to become Mizman Lizman. That we don't recite it at a time which is not a propitious time. There's also one other halacha which comes from this, another corollary of this. On hybrids, we don't recite the Baruch of Shechiyonu. Right? But the common hybrids, nectarines are a hybrid. Cross between a peach and a plum. The pomelos, if you know, they're familiar with the pomelos, the big green pomelos, it's a cross between a grapefruit and an orange. On hybrids, we don't make Shechiyonu. Why? Because hybrids are Shalikr Tzayin Hashem. The Rabbeinu Shem does not want us to mix the different minim together. The halacha is that if it was done by a non-Jew, certainly, but we're allowed to use the Paris. Maybe even it was done by a Jew too, but we're allowed to use the Paris afterwards. But we can't actually graft the trees. So when Meila, how can we say Shechianu v'kimonu v'yanu l'zman hazeh? Oh, Baruch Hashem, I arrived at a day Rabbeinu Shel Olam where the world defies your will. Can't say such a thing. So therefore we don't recite Shechianu on a hybrid. Now there's a very important aspect that we have to understand about Birchas Hodah. The Gemara says in the end of Perek Mokom Shenogu in Masechet Pesachim that Bizman hazeh, be'idin simcha, at a time when I'm sameach, I make a toiv ameitev. If a ben zocher is born, I recite a toiv ameitev. A person inherits a great deal of money, he makes a bracha a toiv ameitev. In be'is tzar, a person that suffers, though aleinu became an oval, as I did sukkah's time, and my brother passed away, it's a time of tzar, so we say dayan amos. La'osad lovad bisman Mashiach will make a toiv hameitiv on everything that happens, as I state in the Gemara. So l'chayra, why are we going to make a toiv hameitiv on everything? Because the emes is called madavar rachman al tavavad. The Rosh doesn't do anything that's bad. So mameila, I'm going to make a, so no. So if everything's good, so bisman hazeh I should also say a toiv hameitiv. Why do I say dayan amos? What's the difference? The difference is Birchas Hodah is dependent on our perception. If I perceive something is good, I can give Shevach, I can thank the Rabbeinu Shalom HaTov HaMeitiv that he's good. If I don't perceive it as good, then I can't thank the Rabbeinu Shalom and say, oh, HaTov HaMeitiv, he did this wonderful thing. I don't feel that way. It's dishonest. It's not a statement of Hodah. So Bizman HaZeh, listen, I'm a maimon that what the Rabbeinu Shem does is for good. But what when I feel in regish? In regish, I don't know why. So I'm tzar. So I have tzar from it. So I have to say dayan emes. La'osid, the Rabbeinu Shem will allow us to understand everything clearly. So we'll see the toiv in everything that takes place. So mameila, if I see the toiv, there won't be any tzar. Then I can make a toiv ameitiv on everything. But that's the nature of Birchas Hodah, that it has to reflect the actuality of the regish. It's not enough on imamen. If the imamen be margish, well, if I'm margish, it's toiv, I can make the brocha toiv ameitiv. Shechiyonu was an inyan that I have to be margish, an inyan of simcha. If I'm not margish simcha, then it's not a brocha that I can make. A person called me up a few weeks ago. It's a person, whatever, their life has never been in order. And they're depressed about it, and they're alone. So they tell me, you know, I'm so miserable. I said, you know, you said this morning you thanked the Rabbeinu Shalom that you're alive. So they said to me, what do you mean? Where did I thank the Rabbeinu Shalom that I'm alive? I said, did you say Moida Ani this morning? So you thanked the Rabbeinu Shalom that you're alive. So they said to me, I didn't thank the Rebbeinu Shalom that I'm alive. It's a minute, you have to say Maidani. So I said Maidani. So I said, three quarters seriously, that if that's the way you feel, then you shouldn't say Maidani in the morning. Maidani is to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom. Maidani lefanech. I thank you, Rebbeinu Shalom. If you're not margish it, so what are you doing? What are you saying? Don't say it. As I say, three quarters seriously, I said. Hodah is to thank the Rabbeinu Shalom. I'm not playing games with the Rabbeinu Shalom. I don't say Moedani because the holy book, it says I have to say Moedani. It's not what it's about. What it's about is that I thank the Rabbeinu Shalom, that I opened my eyes and I'm alive.
So people that are depressed, in theory, if that bothers them so much,
I said three quarters, but they have to do it the other way. A person has to say, listen, if I'm thanking the Rabbeinu Shalom, so there must be something I'm thanking the Rabbeinu Shalom for. You know, Rav Shach, Zecher Tzadik, reached the point he couldn't learn in the last few years of his life. So he became a little despondent from it. But then he realized there could be Makar HaKadosh Baruch Hu still. So that's a schus. It's worth living for that, to be Makar Hashem. You know, a person has to learn how to appreciate that which they have. Is there a person that's fulfilled in this world? Fully fulfilled? Doesn't exist. Every person, sefeltamepis, is missing something in this world. Whatever it is, Olam Hazeh is imperfect. That's the nature. So simcha comes from the satisfaction with what I do have. If I'm busy with what I don't have, I'm in trouble. Chidor is to thank the Rabbanu Hashem. To say Shechiyonu means I'm thanking the Rabbanu Hashem. I'm Sameach, I'm besimcha, and I thank the Rabbanu Hashem. Now, that's what I told you. I'm about to kill Birchas Shechiyonu for 90% of the things. I can't recite a Birchas Shechiyonu on a star fruit. There's no way in the world. Even if I didn't need it for 10 years. I haven't figured out what to do with it yet. I'm thinking maybe the next time I have one, I'm gonna, if it's not yondav, I'm gonna squeeze, put it in a glass of tea. And maybe the tartness will be take the place of the lemon, you know. But chavnish can simcha from eating a star fruit, you know, this dragon fruit that looks this red and this green thing. Listen, I didn't figure out I didn't eat it yet. Meanwhile, it's tasteless to me. You know, maybe there's some guy, if you find out where this thing grows, maybe they know how to eat it some other way. You know, a Yid from Russia once told me that I knew Olav HaShalom. He says, I remember when they brought tomatoes to Russia, I was a little kid. He says, we didn't know you're supposed to eat it with salt. It's supposed to be cold. I tasted the thing. The thing was horrendous. I spit it out. So then I found out you're supposed to make it cold. You're supposed to put a little salt on it. I said, Samaychal. So maybe the dragon fruit is a way to eat it. But if there's no, Shechiyonu is not just a brocha, and that brocha Hashem, I'm alive. It's a lot that something happened which I find special simcha in, and I want to thank the Rabbeinu Shalom for allowing me to experience it. If I don't have simcha, I eat of the star fruit. That's it. The bells don't ring and the lights don't go on from there. It's not shaykh to make Shechiyonu. It has to be mitoich simcha.
So what kind of fruits can I make Shechiyonu?
It depends on you. I know which ones I can make Shechiyonu on. What do I do on Rosh Hashanah? On Rosh Hashanah I have figs and pomegranates, those I like. So I can make Shechiyonu on them.
You had pomegranates the first night already.
I don't need them the first night. You only need it the second night. You don't need it both nights. I don't need them the first night. I save them for the second night. That I have simcha with. A fig I like.
You don't have to have eaten for a year?
It has nothing to do with your. There's two things. You have to be besimcha on having it, and it has to be a new crop. If you haven't eaten it in 20 years, a potato, and you eat a potato tonight, you don't make Shechiyonu on it. Because there are benimtza all the time. It's not Shechiyonu. I came to a special day that there are potatoes. There's potatoes every day. Just because I didn't eat it, I don't make Shechiyonu. Shechiyonu is that a fruit that's mischadish mishana l'shama the Shulchan Aruch says. Has seasons. Now a caterer asked me this past Shabbos. He says, Rabbi, he says, I have blueberries in my refrigerator a whole year. There's only one difference. In season, they cost me $30 a case. And out of season, they cost me $70 a case. But I always have blueberries. I said the halacha, the Gemara says in Arvei Pesachim that if wine is not benimtza, that you can use not motza, you can use chamar medina. If wine is motza, you can't use chamar medina. So I said, what not motza means? So Achronim have two definitions, which we accept both of them. Halacha, one is it's just not available; you can't get it. As the Aruch Hashulchan said, there just was no wine where he lived. The second one is it's there, but it's very expensive. You know, if you went to the house of the Rashash in Vilna, the Rashash was a very wealthy banker. So you could have no shaila that the Rashash had wine on his table Friday night for Kiddush. But the average Yid in Vilna didn't have a cholum to have wine on the table. It was, you know, yeah, if you paid a fortune, a king's ransom, you could buy a bottle of wine. There were no grapes, there was no means of transporting it. So there was no wine.
But so, what I was saying is,
so that's the same. Is that the same is true? Yeah. If you go to Fairway Market, you can buy cherries for $10 a pound now. That's the MS. But you, my pockets are not deep enough to live in, nor are most people's. I don't eat them a whole year. I eat them, you know, when they come out in the summer here, and in the middle of the winter, probably when they bring them from Chile, I also eat them. So for me, there's a simcha each time the crop comes. You know, if you're a wealthy man and I eat cherries a whole year, so there's no simcha with the coming of the new crop. You don't make Shechiyonu.
But they're more. some things, like blueberries, in season, they're much more flavorful.
So that's true, but that doesn't change. There's a very interesting, first of all, it's the same min. Secondly, there's an interesting shayla in the Shulchan Aruch. When I did a mechaber in the Shulchan Aruch, if you have, let's say you eat two different subspecies of the same fruit. Let's say I eat different types of grapes, right? There's many different types of grapes. There's 20, 25 different types of apples. So you eat the different subspecies. So you make, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you make Shechion on each subspecies. The Gro disagrees with that. And the Gro says you don't make on each subspecies, you make on the whole species. So you can't make on oranges and tangerines, or I can't make it seven different types of pears. On pears I can make one Shechion. On grapes I can make one Shechion. On plums I can make one Shechion. So that's a machlokes. How we paskin la halacha? Now, part of the meduber is, let's say the name is different, the taste is different. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, you can make a Shechion based on that. But according to the Gra, you can't. Now the Chofetz Chaim is hesitant about the Shulchan Aruch's psak, but he doesn't come out against the Shulchan Aruch's psak. He just says, best off, you should take something else to make Shechion and have the subspecies in mind. That's the psak to be because of the Gra. The Aruch HaShulchan bites it off all the way, and the Aruch HaShulchan says that the Gra is right, and you shouldn't make Shechion except on each species, not on the subspecies. He says, and that's the way he's noyik. That's the right way to do it, not to make it on each subspecies. So if you don't make it on that, this is, you know, different flavored blueberries can't be better than a subspecies. So we're not on clear ground in terms of making Shechionu in that regard.
That means for Rosh Hashanah, a person should, like, once, I guess when the crop starts, like in the summer, is a person should avoid one fruit from...
Yeah, you know, if you want to have a clear Shechionu, you know, it's a machlekes apaiskim, the Shechionu, on the second night of Rosh Hashanah. So, lechatchila, we have something else to make Shechionu on. And with the oven, you probably could make the Shechionu even without it. But you have other choices, too. You don't have to have a pre-chodesh. You can have a new suit, put on a new suit, the second night of Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. It also makes Shabbat Yotzei the Shechionah with that too. It doesn't have to be on a pre-chodesh. We have other possibilities.
How do we determine when the season starts?
How do you see? How? Go to the store and see when they start selling it, you know, in significant amounts in the fruit store. And you know it's the season.
Oranges and apples are in season.
Oh, in Ochanami, oranges and apples are basically in season the whole year. That's why we don't make Shechionah on those minim. Apples kimat is no time that you can't get during the year, and oranges may be a very, very short time that the oranges are old and dry.
So the first time a person eats this peach from the new season,
they ain't chadam. Now there's a whole little now.
That's telling on whether it's simcha.
If you have to have simcha, if you don't have simcha from it, doesn't, you know, so garnished. Now, since we're talking about things which come isman lisman, and it has nothing to do with my eating, but rather it has to do with the new crop, and Baruch Hashem, I'm here for the new crop. The dried fruits, you can't make Shechionu on. But who knows when they're from, what they're from, you know, they could be, that is, you know, they could be from years ago. It's shayach to know what we're making a bracha on. It's shayach a Shechionu. Now, there's a whole shayla in the Hilchos Brochus, in the Brochus Shabo, which brocha comes first, the Ha'etz or the Shechionu? Now, on one hand, as the Prima Godim argues, the Shechionu should come first. Why? Because the halacha actually is that when I see the fruit on the tree, that's the time to make Shechion. I don't have to wait until I sit down to eat it. Now there are two reasons that we don't make Shechion generally. It could be Yotzi that way, but there are two reasons that we generally don't do that. One reason is because there's a machlekes, and the Rashba's machmer in this machlekes, that the only time you can make Shechion is when the fruit is fully grown. If the fruit is not fully grown, then you're messed up and you have to make a brocha again. So not all of us are such farmers to know exactly, you know, when the fruit is fully grown. So we shied away from it and listen, let the farmers pick it. And when they bring it to the table, we'll know that that's it, we can make shechiyot. The second reason is that we don't, not all of us have such aesthetic appreciation. You know, if I pass by the cherry tree and I realize in 2 more weeks I'm going to have cherries on the table, I don't know. It's a nice thought, but I don't start jumping for joy, personally. So Mamela, if I don't have Simcha, then so it's best not to make the Shechiyonu with that point. It's best to wait. When I see a bowl of cherries on the table, that gets me interested. Then I'm Sameach. But so the Brocha on the Shechiyonu really is in the fact that it's grew, not in the fact that I'm eating it now. So the Chayra, first should come the Brocha of the Shechiyonu, and then should come the Ber Priyaitz. That being the case, it almost would be seem inappropriate then to have the Shechiyonu after the Bar HaPriyaitz. Why is it not a Hefsek? There's nothing that, it doesn't belong here, but it's not on eating the fruit. If it's not on eating the fruit, first of all, it came earlier than the eating. And secondly, since it's not on the eating, why doesn't it constitute a Hefsek? So this is what the Prima Godim argues. Now it's interesting that apparently there were different minhagim in different places. Most of us are familiar with the fact, and the Chofetz Chaim writes that too, that the minhag is most of the world made the Eitz and then they made the Shechiyonu. The Chassam Sofer, where he was in Presburg, in Bratislava, it looks like it was the other way around, because he asks, he's apparently from the Chassam Sofer, Nargoy Shulchan Aruch, where he was in Presburg, the minhag was to make the Shechiyonu and then to make the Bar HaPriyaitz. And the Chassam Sofer says, I don't understand. Als Todder v'sheina Todder. Todder is a deraisa dikudin. The Gemara learns in Zvochem from Apostle Todder. So Als Todder v'sheina Todder, the brocha of the eight should come first. The Chassam Sofer writes with Tzorachian. Says, I don't know. Fashteinish the minhag ha'olam. So apparently, different places were knowing differently. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes that Todder he doesn't think is a consideration. Why? He says, number one, as I mentioned, the Shechiyonu came first. And secondly, since it's not really on the Achilo, then maybe it's a hefsek in between the eating and the Achilo. Now the ones that they want to answer, some of the Achrayim, that is not a hefsek, because they want to compare it to two Gemaras. We find two Gemaras that when one is allowed to be mafsek in between the Brocha and the Achilo. One is Halacha Gvila Turah. I sat down and I said, I'm Moitzi Lechem and Aretz, and then I just realized that I ran in the house and I forgot to feed the cow. So there I'm allowed to be mafsik, and I have to be mafsik, and before I taste the challah, I have to tell someone to go feed the cow, go dump a bunch of hay on the cow, and then I can eat. That's one halacha. So you see that we do that upon necessity, halachic necessity, it's not a hefsik. Now the second riot they want to bring is there's a halacha which this is not a halacha which is not well known. The Rabbeinu Yoina articulates it in Ketzer Mevorchim very clearly. Suppose I like challah with mustard. That's the way I like my challah with mustard. I say I'm Moitzi Lechem and Aretz, and the mustard is not on the table. So the halacha is that I could ask someone, please bring the mustard. And then I'll, before I eat the challah, yeah, and I can dip the challah in. What? I made the bracha. I said, I'm Moitzi Lechem and Aretz, and I looked down at the table. The mustard's not there. So the halacha is I can ask someone to bring the mustard. I dip the challah in the mustard, and I eat it. And it's not a hefsek. So I'm a mafurish in Rabbeinu Yoina. It's a mafurish in din. It's rather unknown, but it's a mafurish in din. So they want to say, listen, if I can interrupt for mustard, why can't I interrupt for the Shechiyonu? So the Chofetz Chaim says, neither of the riots is compelling, though. The reason by Gvila Tura that it's not a hefsek, because it's an Easter to eat before I feed my behemoth. So I'm not allowed to eat. So it's a necessity to take care of this before I'm allowed to eat. So it's a matter of the Achila. So therefore, it's not a hefsek, it's a Tzorech Achila. And then he says a very interesting thing, and this is Bechlal, this is a very, very important thing. He says, when it comes to asking the Moshe for mustard for my challah, the reason I'm allowed to be mafsik, because I enjoy the achilah more. What's the pshat? The pshat is, really, I should make a brocha. I should want to have a cheshek to eat. Why? Because then I have a cheshek. That means I give a tremendous hador to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Now I have something I have to eat. I don't want to eat it, but the doctor told me I have to eat it. So I make a brocha. It's labor just to get it down. I have no geschmack from it. So how much am I thanking the Rebbeinu Shalom for this thing? But give me a bowl of cherries, give me a piece of rib steak, so I want to eat. So when I make a brocha, I really thank the Rebbeinu Shalom. So the Hador really is commensurate with the more I appreciate what I eat, is the greater my feeling of thankfulness to the Rebbeinu Shalom. So I made a dafka on what I made on Maitzi, that's dafka, I should see taste the best. Because it enhances the brocha, means the Hador. I feel, ooh, Rebbeinu Shalom, he did this great thing for me. And it's a different level of Hador. So Ramayli says, that's why you're allowed. But Shechiyonu, I could have made the Shechiyonu before. So what do I have to have it in the middle for? So this is, in fact, this is an old Shaila. I believe that in the Chubas of Rav Avadia Zatzal, that he passed in the other one, like the Chassam Sofer, that you should make the Eitz and then the Shechiyonu. And each minig is Yisayda Bakaydash, has its basis in the halacha. But from all it is, we should understand another thing. The guide to Yom HaNerom and Sukkos, the halacha guide, is the Mat Ephraim. The Mat Ephraim wrote a sefer which takes you through the whole Yom HaNerom with every minig and every halacha that you have to know. It's the ultimate sefer on these weeks of the year. Now in the end, for the second night of Rosh Hashanah, he writes something which is not in fact the minig that we have, and we'll see why. He writes in the Mat Ephraim the following. So the second night of Rosh Hashanah, let's have a fig on the table. So I make Shechiyonu. Now I drink the wine. So the Mat Ephraim says, right after I drink the wine, I should make a Bar Priya Eitz and eat the fig. Why? So there shouldn't be a hefsik in between the Shechiyonu and the eating of the fig. That's what he writes. Now, two ha'aros about this. Number one, I have yet to be in a place, and I've been in many places, where anyone ever did this. Any place that I've ever been on Rosh Hashanah, the Shechiyonu fruit is eaten with the Simonim after the Hamaitzi. Nobody eats it before Hamaitzi. I've never seen it in my life, and I've been in a lot of places. Never saw such a thing. Number one. So I don't think Minhag Olam, as he writes. Secondly, in terms of what we've talked about until now, there's really no reason for such a thing. The Shechiyonu, really, this man for the Shechiyonu is when it's on the tree. Why do I make it close to the achila? Because maybe I don't have simcha until I'm about to eat it. Fine. But it's still not on the achila. It's the simcha that I have because I have this pre. So what shaykh hefsik? Mitzad din of the Gemara, I could have made a brocha on it when I saw it. I passed Farmer Joe a month ago and he had the cherries that were on the tree. And I can make Shechiyonu. And now Farmer Joe finally got it to market. 4 weeks later, I make a Bar Priya Eitz on it. And there's no problem. So
that should have also been sonoch to when you saw it.
What?
In other words, when you saw it, you should make the bracha.
I made the Shechiyonu now. So what do I need to make the Bar Priya Eitz for? That's the problem. He's saying...
In other words, he's connecting it either to the senior or to eating it.
Yeah, I don't know why. Meichatesi. The eating is only, the bracha is not on the eating. The bracha is on the fact
but
of...
As we said before, that the real simcha you feel is the eating.
Ainochanami, but so what? Lemaisa, it's because now I'm going to have the simcha because I'm about to eat it, but it's not on the achila. It's not a bracha on achila. Yeah. Minhag Olam is certainly not like the Mat Ephraim. You know, maybe you're giving a rationale, maybe he holds... I would speculate that he probably made the Shechiyonu after he made the Bar Priya Eitz normally. And he held that it's tied to the Achila too, because the real simcha is in the Achila, so it's sort of on the Achila. That's probably, he held something like that. But the Chayra, there's no, I don't see that. There's Mukhrach in the Halacha in the least, and it's certainly not the Minhag Olam like that, either way. So this I just wanted to be ma'ir that which we find in the Matar Frayim and Alochas Rosh Hashanah Shalei Kaminig Oilam. And you know, my Asik is not to be machriya here. It's not my Asik. My Asik is this: I grew up in a world of certain minhag, and most of us have the minhag that we eat the shachiyano after we make hamotzi together with the simonim. So, Mamela, we need to understand our minhag. You know, if others are not, otherwise, like the Matar Frayim, I tell you my own. That's not our Asik. But you know, our Asik is to understand that which we do.
But according to what we do. You know, the reason why they wanted to be mitzvah to kiddush malchus suda. I mean, if you have a choice, it doesn't make a difference. So then.
I presume that the fact is that you know, I guess I'll kiddush malchus suda. We don't want to be mafsik in between. The halacha is very, very makbid about a hefsik. If a person, we take it a little too simply. The halacha is the following: if I sit at this table and I make kiddush. And I decide I want to schmooze. When I make kiddush, I have in mind that I want to schmooze for half an hour. I'm not going to move from here. The chalas are on the table. I'm going to schmooze with you for half an hour, and then I'm going to go wash. So the halach is I'm not yotze kiddush b'mokum suda. I have to make kiddush again. It's halach in the Shulchan Aruch. If I intended to wash again and then I got delayed, that's something else. But if at the time that I made kiddush, I intended after kiddush, I'm going to sit and schmooze. And a half an hour from now, I'm going to go wash my hands and make hamotzi. I'm not yotze kiddush b'mokum suda. You know, so there is an inyan that we should go from the kiddush into the suda.
Going back to the starburst fruit, say someone said that shekianu over that, then you're saying the bereich ha'etz should be after the hamotzi. Usually you have a pomegranate on the table, so isn't that the problem of a fruit from Eretz Israel? You're kind of ignoring it?
You are asking a different question. Right. The question is, which one should I make the ha'etz on?
Right.
And the answer is very simple. We make, if there's a Shivas Aminim, when I have figs, for example, even if I didn't use the fig for the, if there are figs at Lumoshel, every we come to the Simonim, so I have figs from the Shechianu, and I have an apple that I'm going to make for Shana Tova Masukah. So the halacha is I have to make the broch on the fig, the ha'itz, 100%.
Even if you like the apple better than the fig.
Shivas Aminim, I believe, the way we paskin, takes precedence over Chavav. That's a Shaila, whatever, it's a Machlokes, the Rambam and others. If Chavav takes precedence over Shivas Aminim, the Rambam sheet is that Chavav, I think, takes precedence over Shivas Aminim, we don't paskin that way. What?
People tend to make the bracha on the apple.
So they shouldn't, that's what I'm telling you.
And you're not spiked the Shakyana fruit?
No, it's not relevant. You ate Shechiyano. Shechiyano. No, the Shechiyano fruit, well, which one?
I used starburst fruit.
What?
If someone liked starburst fruit.
Yeah.
And someone said Shechiyano with the starburst fruit, then you're not eating that until maybe the third fruit now.
Whatever okay. It'll be. It doesn't make a difference. I'm not going to eat it now altogether. I'll wait till tomorrow to eat it if I want.
Okay. Thank you.
But you're right. Shibas Aminim has to go first. Rabbi Isai. We gave us a chagrin that we should be zeicher to be mekayim the mitzvahs atluyas ba'aretz. You know, when we.